And from KQED News, I'm Penny Nelson. Jaron Lanier is often called the father of virtual reality, and he has a new book out called Dawn of the New Everything. It's part autobiography and part explainer on the origins and potential of virtual reality. KQED's Ryan Levy spoke to him.
Why should we still be reading about the history of virtual reality?
Well, virtual reality is, in some ways, the ultimate digital technology. It pushes it as far as it can go to synthesize reality. And so if you understand virtual reality, you can then understand other kinds of digital technology more easily. I find it to be a spiritual experience because there's some version of you still hanging within this amazing synthetic world. Your body's different, the world's different, and yet you're still there. And so what you notice is that your consciousness is real. There's a kind of a self-affirmation, which is just the opposite of what happens with a lot of digital designs, where you're talking to some robot and you start to think, well, maybe you and the robot are similar.
You said that it can sometimes be a little creepy too.
Yeah, a colleague of mine named Jeremy Bailenson at Stanford has done as much as anyone in exploring that. So he can play with your avatar and make you more or less racist and you don't even realize it's happened. He can change the outcome of a negotiation or who you vote for in a simulation, all kinds of things like that. So it's potentially very creepy. And in a sense, the way to enjoy the technology is not to trust it. And there's no contradiction in that. We have to learn to be skeptical technology users, and that'll effectively make the technology better. So I want people to become literate in things like virtual reality so they aren't fooled by it.
That's KQED's Ryan Levy talking with Jaron Lanier about his new book, Dawn of the New Everything. I'm Penny Nelson, KQED News.